Before we begin today's podcast, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Covaris. Covaris is reinventing what you expect from a medical professional liability provider. By leveraging claims data and analytics, Covaris is helping doctors and administrators reduce distractions and focus on improving outcomes. Learn more at covaris.com/focus.
This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Vicki Briggs. Vicki's the Chief Executive Officer of UT Health in Texas and Tyler, and she'll tell us more about it and about her priorities, career, and more. Vicki, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Vicki Briggs, the CEO of UT Health Tyler, which is part of UTF East Texas, which is part of the joint venture between the University of Texas and Ardent Health Services. In addition to UT Health Tyler, I'm also responsible for UT Health East Texas Rehabilitation Hospital and services throughout East Texas and UT Health East Texas Long-Term Acute Care Hospital, as well as our home health agency that serves over 30 counties in East Texas. The hospitals I've mentioned account for 584 beds.
Great. So a significant sort of wingspan, great institution. Talk to us about the hospital and give us 3 points of pride or so in the hospital. A couple of things you're particularly proud of with respect to the hospital.
Okay, sure. So we are a level one trauma center, and we're also a comprehensive stroke center. And as I've mentioned, we are really excited and happy about our venture with the University of Texas that enhances our ability to provide research, and I've just initiated internal medicine residency programs and general surgery residency programs, and really have our goals set on expanding medical education over the next number of years. In fact, in Tyler, we are going to be starting a medical school on the campus of UT Health Tyler, hopefully by 2023, which will be just a great opportunity for people interested in becoming physicians to have that opportunity in Tyler.
Well, that's fantastic. And how did it come to be? How did the UT Health, University of Texas Austin, and Ardent get together to turn this into a joint venture? That's very exciting.
Okay, so anybody in healthcare that's been around for a while probably may know of East Texas Medical Center Regional Health System, which was led by Elmer Ellis for over 50 years. And you know how it's so difficult in this day and time to be even a small regional health system that it was decided that a partner should be looked for. And UT Health Science Center Tyler is part of UT Health System, and Dr. Kirk Calhoun has been the president of that system for over probably 17 or 18 years now. And when he became aware that ETMC was looking for a partner, he went to the UT Board of Regents to say, can we do this? Can in Tyler, Texas, can we have a partnership? And basically they said, yes, but find an operator. So Dr. Calhoun met Dan Moen, the executive VP for development for Ardent, and David Vanderwater, who at that time was the CEO of Ardent. And they were able to put together this joint venture, which interestingly enough is modeled very similarly to, you know, what Columbia HCA did back in the day, where you have a 50-50 governance, even though the ownership interest may be greater. In this situation, Ardent owns 80% of the enterprise, which includes 10 hospitals throughout East Texas. So it's just that same model, 80% ownership, 50-50 governance.
But what a great thing for East Texas to be able to develop a medical school and really improve and strengthen the footprint in the area and the delivery of education and healthcare in the area. I mean, what a great thing. Talk to us for a second about the top three or so priorities you have in the next 6 to 12 months there. What do you look at as the top priorities?
Well, obviously, to move forward in advancing the medical school. One of the other interesting points about that is, as a result of the acquisition of ETMC, there was a foundation formed. And the ETMC Legacy Foundation has contributed $80 million to this medical school. So it's just a wonderful thing to be involved in. In addition to that being a major priority, the other things on our list certainly include COVID. UT Tyler is running at or above capacity every day. And having this opportunity to be sure that we care for everyone in our region, trauma patients, stroke patients, heart attacks, while we are also addressing the challenges associated with people with COVID is certainly a top priority. One of those priorities includes throughput. As I mentioned, we're constantly at capacity, so figuring out how we can get patients appropriately through the system. But with that said, I'm actually pretty proud to say our length of stay is about 4.8 as a level one trauma center, and our COVID length of stay is probably between 11 and 12. So we're doing fairly well, but always want to be better. And another priority, being a part of a 10-hospital system with hospitals throughout East Texas, really working hand-in-hand with those affiliate hospitals in the region to enhance the level of care they're provided so they can keep patients close to home and really only move those higher-level patients to Tyler, which really helps us manage our capacity challenges.
Well, and talk for a moment, Vicki. You've got this great role. You're running this major health system today. Talk for a moment about your career journey and how you ended up where you are today.
Well, I have to tell you, it's all about relationships. I had the privilege of being the CEO of Women's Hospital in Baton Rouge, and I was actually there for 16 years, grew up there, started as chief accountant, and ended up as CEO in 1990. And after about 5 years, mid-1990s, once again, hospitals were looking at their viability as independent health systems. And we decided that it's possible that we might need a partner. And we went in seek of a partner, and the board of directors chose Columbia HCA, got to know Rick Scott and David Vandewater and Tommy Frist Sr. and Jr. and Denny Shelton during that time. And at the end of the day, though, the foundation, which was comprised of 93 members, decided they wanted to really try to stay independent. And I had the opportunity to go to work at that time with Columbia HCA as the CEO of the Baton Rouge market. And I was thrilled that my CFO, Terry Fontenot, who's very, very well known in the healthcare industry, became the CEO. And she did a fabulous job of leading Women's Hospital and keeping its independence all these years. So my journey started with not-for-profit, went to for-profit with Columbia HCA. Then Columbia HCA had changes going on there and transitioned to HCA, and Triad and LifePoint spun out from HCA in about 1999, and knew Denny Shelton really well and was from East Texas. And Denny asked if I wanted to go to Longview, Texas. And I thought that was just wonderful, since I always said I was going to go back home to East Texas. So that's where I got to meet Elmer Ellis and become familiar with the overall East Texas market. Spent 7 years in East Texas at Longview. And then Denny Shelton asked me to go to Birmingham as the CEO of the joint venture between the Baptist Health System and Triad. And I did that, and the goal there was to build a 450-bed replacement hospital for what was Montclair Baptist at that time. And we had everything in place. It was all a go. It was 2007, and Denny wanted to take Triad private. And out of the blue, Community Health Systems came in and offered a price for Triad that was much more than the private guys were able to come up with. So instead of on a Monday morning in March of 2007, Triad going private, we actually got acquired by Community. So that was an interesting time for me. I just was extremely loyal to Triad. If you know much about Triad from the old days, it's almost a cult as far as the mission and the vision and the values. So I left and ended up going to work for a little time for HMA, where Burke Whitman, the CFO of Triad, had become CEO. And then that changed, the CEO changed there. And out of the blue, the division president who I'd worked with at HCA called and asked me to go to Lafayette, Louisiana. He wanted to create a system of all of the assets that HCA owned in Lafayette. So I did that for Mel, spent 3 years doing that, and Miss Birmingham picked up the phone one day, called Nisa Biddle, who was a COO at St. Vincent's Health System, part of Ascension. Nisa wanted to retire, and it seemed like she was having a hard time finding someone to replace her. And I told her I really wanted to go back to Birmingham, and she said, "My goodness, Vicki, we can't find anybody. We have four criteria, and you meet them all. Do you want to do it?" So went back to Birmingham as the chief operating officer of the St. Vincent's Health System, and loved it. Wonderful organization. Got a little tired and frustrated, not sure why. I thought it was time to retire. I did. And literally within a week of retiring, I found out I had lymphoma, which the timing was perfect with UAB there. So got the lymphoma all cured and taken care of. And Pat Marilyn, the CEO of Healthcare Operations for Ascension, called and said, "Vicki, I would like to see if I can get you to go to Bridgeport, Connecticut to position St. Vincent's Health System there to be acquired because they wanted to divest their assets in Connecticut." So I said, "That'll be quite an adventure for the Southern girl to go to Connecticut." And I did that for 18 months, got everything positioned, put the letter of intent. It's ready to be signed with Hartford Healthcare. And my husband is from Tyler, Texas, and I felt bad leaving him all the time. So we decided to move back to Texas because I knew the Connecticut assignment would be ending soon, and started hearing about Ardent and what they were doing with University of Texas, and called Dan Moen, the EVP of Development. Next day, David Vanderwater called me. It was Saturday morning. Couldn't believe I was moving to Tyler. Paul Kappelman, the COO of Ardent, called a few minutes later, and Moody Chisholm, who Moody and I had worked together at Ascension, he called that afternoon. And they said, "Hey, Vicki, do you want to do this?" And I said, "Yeah, it would be great. Certainly to take what Elmer had done for all of those years and work with, you know, those physicians and be retiring in Tyler anyway. It's just been a fantastic opportunity." And it's the story of, you know, my career is all about relationships. Every move I've made has been as a result of a relationship.
Well, it's a fascinating story. You've mentioned some people that I know are magnificent leaders. I mean, aside from Vanderweg, you've got people like Moody Chisholm, who's got a magnificent reputation, Terry Fontenot, who's as good a person as they come, and has served on the Becker's Healthcare Advisory Board for a very long time, is a magnificent leader, great, great people. And what you understate, you can have all the relationships you want, all the relationships you want, but if you're not also an extremely competent executive and leader, those relationships don't turn into CEO jobs. Those are people that both respected you and knew you, and so the relationships are important, but it wouldn't mean anything. It would mean something in terms of friendship, but it wouldn't mean anything in terms of becoming a CEO unless they also thought of you as tremendously competent and a great leader. So it's a real tribute to yourself, and it goes well beyond just relationships, but I think it's magnificent thinking and processing, and it's very well stated, but you can't leave unsaid the importance of your tremendous competence with those relationships that really leads to those positions. I mean, that's my perspective on it.
No, certainly you've got to be pretty good at what you do as well to make it work.
Yeah, but it really is fantastic. Well, you've had a magnificent career journey. Tyler's lucky to have you. I want to thank you, Vicki, for joining us today. What a pleasure visiting with you and hearing what's going on there in East Texas. I hear the best things about this combined system that's been put together between UT and Ardent. It's really a fascinating evolution. And thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.